Welcome back, everybody, to Money Mindset, the chat where we talk about money, and it's so important we continue this conversation on another Monday morning where we discuss the fact that if we can fully internalize and recognize that ultimately everything is coming from above, yes, we have to put in our hishtavos and put in the work and put in the time and the effort. Yes, we have to put ourselves in positions where we will be able to succeed, but ultimately the bottom line is coming from above. We are going to be happier people when we can fully internalize that. Now, our goal is to continue to talk about this, to continue to give ourselves chizik and strength, to be able to approach any challenge that we are facing. I guess this chat is more specifically regarding parnasa and finances, but it's so important for everything that we will deal with, because stress is something that puts a tremendous amount of pressure on our emuna muscles, and we have to make sure to continue to work out these muscles so we can approach anything that life throws our way. You know, emuna comes from the word uman, which is craftsman or practice, because this thing takes work to be able to master this mindset. I know I am working on it very much myself. It takes work and practice, but the more we talk about it, the more it goes in, and this is what we are trying to accomplish. I always like to say that in the times of Rus, things were not good spiritually for the Jewish people, and what they did was they instituted, the rabbis of the time, that whenever you greet somebody, you are going to say Hashem's name. You are going to talk about God in every single conversation, and the reason for that is because the more you talk about things, the more it goes in, and that's what we're trying to do here. That's what we are trying to accomplish, and what I want to just talk about for a few minutes today is a bit of an interesting, I guess, seeming contradiction in terms of what our perspective is supposed to be about ourselves in the grand scheme of the world. Because on the one hand, we don't believe that the world revolves around us. We're not here just to live selfishly. We're here to help others, to do what we can to make ourselves better, obviously, but to go and see what we can do to fix the world, to help others. That's our goal. We are not so self-centered. But on the other hand, Chazal teach us, Bishvili Nivra HaOlam, that the world was created specifically for me. Everything that happens in this world is to go ahead and interact with me in some real intimate way. So how do we go and make sense of this seeming contradiction? And the answer is that they can both be true. On the one hand, we don't live our lives just thinking of ourselves, living selfishly, that we are the be-all, end-all, and that's it. But on the other hand, we have to recognize that what Bishvili Nivra HaOlam means is that every single situation that we are placed in, and every single life circumstance that comes our way, was specifically crafted for me. This is divinely ordained. Hashem wants me to face this type of challenge in this type of way, in this type of situation, in order for me to get better and to grow. You know, LaMushel, they say this movie, apparently, there's such things, but LaMushel, they say this movie known as The Truman Show, Jim Carrey, where everything in his life is perfectly crafted to go and create this TV show where everyone around him is placed there for a specific purpose, and he's going and trying to figure, he doesn't even know he's being recorded, and his whole life is a TV show, and ultimately he figures out that whatever it is in terms of the movie. But the idea is so important for us to think about. It's such an amazing mussar that every single person that we interact with is a shliach for us to go ahead and grow in the ways that we are supposed to be challenged and tested in the ways that we are supposed to go ahead and do so. This is life, and we are this character. We are here to help ourselves become the best possible people that we can. Bishvili Nivra HaOlam means that every single situation that we are placed in, whether someone just got a job, lost a job, whether someone just made a ton on the stock market, lost a ton on the stock market, it is all there perfectly crafted by God to go ahead and help us fulfill our mission and our goals. And when we can remember that, it changes our perspective as we go through different things, because this is here for a purpose. It's not just random. God knows what he's doing, and he's there to help us live to our full potential. But again, this is very hard to do. Easier to talk about, much more difficult to put into practice. So what can we do to maybe help us in terms of this emunah? And one thing just to mention today is we can go and focus on prayer, on Shemona Esrei. When we take our three steps back and three steps forward to daven Shemona Esrei, we have an escape. We have the opportunity to take a few minutes per day, three times per day, and just meditate with God, to go and have a conversation one-on-one with Hashem. We spoke over Shabbos about this concept of when a pilot is going up into the sky, if it's raining, it's pouring, it's a storm, it's terrible, and he's going higher and higher, and the storm is getting more intense and more intense, and then eventually he gets above the clouds, and it's clear. What we have to do, says Rabbeinu Yonah, when we're davening, we go, Libo Lashemayim, our hearts are up in heaven, because we are supposed to have this clarity with God. Does it take away from everything that's happening beneath the clouds? No, all of that might still be going on. There are storms, there's stress, there are things happening. But for those few moments, we have to be able to tap into this meditation that we can have with Hashem. It will change our days. It will change our perspectives. A one-on-one with the ultimate therapist multiple times per day, we have that opportunity. But more importantly, when we take our three steps back and when we're leaving that high place up in Shemayim, we are not saying goodbye to Hashem, but instead, we are bringing Hashem back down with us into that storm. Hashem is going to be there to help weather that storm. This is what we have to do, bringing Hashem into every part of our day. It's not just when we daven. It's not just when we learn. It's not just when we are involved with chesed. It's when we are involved in every element of our day. When you bring God in and let Him into every single thing that's happening, that helps strengthen our emunah muscle. That helps protect us from everything that comes up. Every single situation we are supposed to be in because of whatever it is that's been determined by Hashem to help us grow, to help us become the people that we're supposed to be. And Amir Tashem, we should be able to take full advantage of every opportunity. Again, it's so difficult. It's not easy. It's something I struggle with more than anybody, which is why I started this chat, because I need the chizik more than anyone. But hopefully, if we're able to work together to work on this, we'll all become happier and more successful people in every way. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.